I met this intriguing guy. He's a recently retired Marine who had the great privilege of working security for George W. Bush when he was president of the United States. He's even worked as President Bush's spotter when he was in the weight room working out. Now, on a couple of occasions, my friend had the opportunity to tell the president something that was very much on his heart. He said, "Mr. President, the folks in my church wanted me to tell you that we are praying for you all the time." And at that point, the president turned to my friend, looked him straight in the eye, and said, "Then would you please give them a message for me? Tell them the president is deeply grateful. There's nothing greater they could do for me." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the greatest gift you can give. The most powerful man in the world realized the most powerful thing you can do for a person, even for him, especially for him, pray for him. At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Bush talked about working the rope lines at events and being stopped often by people who told him they were praying for him. He said, "I tell them this is the greatest gift you can give a person." And he's right. It's a gift I hope you're giving to people every day with all your heart. Our word for today from the Word of God. Here's a revealing picture of what really happens when you pray for someone. It's found in Exodus 17, beginning with verse 10. The Jewish general Joshua has led his troops into battle against the brutal Amalekites, and old Moses goes to fight the real battle. The Bible says, "Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army." Now, just in case someone wondered what this holding up his hands business was all about, Moses explained it. He said, "Hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord." Moses made it very clear. He was praying up on that hill. And notice how the battle was decided. Not by what the warriors on the battlefield were doing, but by what the prayer warrior on the hill was doing. That's always where the battles are decided, in the throne room of the Most High God, as someone intercedes there for someone or something they care about. God must get tired of us saying, "Well, I guess all we can do is pray." What? All I can do is go to the one who rules 100 billion galaxies and focus on his love and power and aim it at some person or situation or need. There's nothing else you can do that is even remotely as powerful as that. So who are the people that you pray for on a regular basis? Commit yourself to be the Moses for some folks you know and for some servants of God who are fighting on the front lines. There's no greater gift people can ever give to me, to the people on our ministry team, than to say, "I pray for you every day. I just praise God for those people." And I hope there's some lost people for whom maybe no one else may have ever prayed that you're praying for. And let me tell you, as one person who's trying to serve the Most High God, there is nothing more decisive you can do than to be a regular prayer warrior as we fight for some of those lost people. Let people know you're fighting for them in the throne room of God. Find out what they need for you to be praying for. You'll be their Moses, praying down victory for their battle. You'll be their Aaron or Hur, holding up their arms when they can't go another step. When you pray fervently for someone, you are playing a vital part in guarding their life, in meeting their need, in changing their heart, in winning their battle. You're praying for them. You're going to the throne room of God for them. You are indeed giving them the greatest gift anyone can give.